Jailhouse informants, prosecutorial misconduct, a U.S. Justice Department investigation. It's been a tumultuous few years for Orange County District Attorney Tony Rakakis. But all the while, he did have one constant, Chief of Staff Susan Kang Schroeder. The South Korean immigrant has been with the DA's office since the late 1990s, helping to create a human trafficking task force while serving as a combative media spokesperson. But a recent report by an independent legal monitor is now calling her position into question. Gustavo Arellano is editor of the OC Weekly. He's here now to talk about it on this week's KCRW Orange County Line. Hi, Gustavo.
Hola, Steve.
So let's talk a little bit more about Schroeder. This is someone who many may not know about.
Susan is one of the most powerful women in Orange County politics. And this goes back, geez, almost at this point, 20 years. So, she's been with Tony since 1999. She's been the chief of staff there since 2010, the spokesperson. She ran two of his campaigns, his reelection campaigns. She used to be married to Mike Schroeder, the longtime advisor for Tony and former chair of the California Republican Party. But most importantly for Orange County, like, she is right there as the head spokesperson for the district attorney's office. She has gained a very notorious reputation in the Orange County press corps as someone who's, you don't want to get on her bad side.
All right. Well, so why was this independent monitor looking into her, and why target her in the first place?
This monitor was picked by Tony Rakakis. This came out of a panel that he also picked about a little bit over a year ago, back in 2016, that accused Tony and his office of being a ship without a rudder. And they recommended then that Susan be demoted, that she not be considered the chief of staff because it was sowing dissension in Tony's office. So the legal monitor, he comes in and his job was to make sure that Tony followed the recommendations that previous panel had suggested. And so his report, which came out last month, he said Tony's done a great job. Everything's going along as planned. But he still has Susan Kang Schroeder as the chief of staff. And this is the independent monitor's quote. He said that Susan Kang Schroeder being labeled as the chief of staff is causing, quote, mass confusion, end quote, in the office, which is really powerful words.
And it's an office that's had to deal with handling recent scandals. How is that affecting the scandals?
Susan, again, is Tony's right-hand person. So her official jobs, at least the way it's been seen, is she's the head of the PR department for the district attorney's office, or more specifically, the spokespeople for the office. She's the head one, and she has a couple of other ones. And then in recent years, she's been in head of the human trafficking task force for the district attorney's office. There's been events to try to promote awareness of human trafficking in Orange County. She's been in coordination with other law enforcement to crack down on what is a really big problem. So in that sense, it's commendable of what Susan's doing. But at least what the legal monitor is saying is that it also seems like, giving a title of chief of staff, that it seems that Tony is favoriting Susan, which makes sense because for years it's been rumored that Tony is grooming Susan to eventually replace him as a district attorney. Obviously not this election because Tony's running in 2018, but maybe afterwards.
All right. Well, we know that Tony Rakakis is running in 2018. We know that Sandra Hutchins, the OC sheriff, is not planning to seek re-election. What else do we know?
Well, we do know that Susan, going back to, what goes on in the district attorney's office, of course, the person who used to be Tony's handpicked successor was Todd Spitzer, the current supervisor who's already announced that he's going to run for district attorney in 2018. Him and Susan have no love lost whatsoever. What you can expect is now with this report, Todd going to the Board of Supervisors where he's at and say, Susan, no one's asking for Susan to resign. What they're saying is that she should have a completely different title, that chief of staff gives a public the illusion that she has more power than she actually has. What I would argue is, actually, I think it fits her position in Tony's realm perfectly. She is his right-hand woman.
So what are the chances that Rakakis does what the independent monitor wants him to do?
Nil, none, nada. Tony is completely loyal to Susan because Susan's always been loyal to him. So it'll be interesting to see when you get an official statement from Tony on this, although don't expect one because Susan is also not going to say anything. And hey, Susan, I gave you a call about a week or so ago, or rather an email. Please respond.
Gustavo Arellano with this week's KCRW County Line. Gustavo, thanks.
Gracias.